A veterinary pathologist with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine reports stepped-up biosecurity measures to combat the spread of diseases like porcine epidemic diarrhea will also help reduce the risk of spreading influenza in pigs. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
As with people, the primary influenza season for pigs typically runs from late October, early November until about early April. Dr. Susan Detmer, a veterinary pathologist with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, says we typically see the number of cases peak in November and December and again in March and April.
The two diseases that we're most concerned about moving in Canada are PED, which is the diarrhea, and the PRRS virus, the porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus. And most of the precautions to keep those out of a farm work for flu. If you're going to quarantine animals that are new to your farm to prevent those diseases, that's also going to help them get over any influenza, because if they contract influenza during a movement from one farm to another, then they should get over that infection within 2 weeks and stop shedding. So if you had a 30-day quarantine, that will help. If you're cleaning the truck, that's also important, but also make sure you're cleaning everything that the pig touches, like the paddles and the sorting boards, because those surfaces can also transmit viruses, and people often forget to clean those. And then certainly the number one biosecurity issue with influenza is humans, because humans go in and out. It is important to consider wearing a mask to prevent the transmission of flu between pigs and people.
Dr. Detmer notes influenza can be transmitted over the air, so if any farms or pigs near your farm have influenza, there's a chance of getting it into your farm if you don't have air filtration. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.